If I could talk to the animals, just imagine it, chatting to a chimp in chimpanzee. Imagine talking to a tiger, chatting with a cheetah, what a neat achievement it would be. If I could talk to the animals, learn their languages, maybe take an animal degree, I'd study elephant and eagle, buffalo and beagle, alligator, guinea pig, and flea. I would converse in polar bear and python, I would curse, yes, in fluent kangaroo. If people asked me, can I speak rhinoceros? I'd say, of course it is, but can you? If I conferred with our furry friends, man to animal, think of the amazing repartee. If I could walk with the animals, talk with the animals, grunt and squeak and squawk with the animals, and they would squeak and squawk and grunt and speak to me. If I spoke slang to orangutans, the advantages any fool on earth can plainly see. Discussing Eastern art and dramas with intellectual llamas, that's a big step forward, you'll agree. I'd learn to speak in antelope and turtle. My Pekingese would be extremely good. If I were asked to sing in hippopotamus, I'd say, what autobus? And I would. If I could parlay with podridums, it's a fairy tale worthy of Hans Andersen and Grimm. A man who walks with the animals, talks with the animals, grunts and squeaks and squawks with the animals, and they would squeak and squawk and talk to me. I don't know about you, but I think this would be the perfect time to have the animals themselves sing the remainder of the song. All right, guys, are you ready? Take it away, it's over to you.
Quack, quack, quack.